There's no other shit talk we can say, I assume this is more right.
Okay, we saw last week the inyan of Moedim and the inyan of Shtachava and Chiyus, that they come together and so on. There's a piece here, let's take a look at page 304 on the, it's a Riba Yaka, and it's in the middle of Moedim. So there's something. If you take a look at the middle of Moedim, Tzur Chayenu, Magin Yishenu, Atul Dador Vador, Noidel Lechon Esaper, Altil Asecha, Esaper Tosecha Chayenu, Amsur Medecha, Neshvasin Apkulisov, Anisecha, Shbukhoyom Imanu. So there's something there that he does specifically, it involves two major things. First of all, Chiyus, in terms of the base for our existence and our Chiyus and so on, and Nisim Reflos Shbukhoyom. So let's take a look over here. So he says over here, Chayena Mesurim Yadecha, Kedachsi Biyotchi Toysai, Chayena Mesurim Biyadecha is going on, Al Chayena Mesurim Yadecha on Shosin Apkudoslach, is Biyotcha Afkedruchi, and then the Sechesh of Chol Yoim, he brings the Pasik, Nasat Yachanese Snoises, and so on. So you have here specifically the Haidah is on all the extraordinary Nisim Kadosh Baruch Hu does. So something needs to be asked over here. So it sounds like the only thing we might have Kadosh Baruch Hu is on the Nisim. You know, it's like, yes, if I can point to something, say it's a Nes, then I'm Moedah Kadosh Baruch Hu. Doesn't seem to be the appropriate thing. You don't thank somebody only for the cream of the crop and so on and so forth. What's the pshat? It's umaydim is the etzem bracha of hakar and hakadosh baruch hu hakar zatoiv, and you point out only the major things. You know, chayenam sumedecha, you're saying apkulislach al nisach shochoyim and so on. So I think the pshat is the reverse. It's taking, in other words, if a person were to ask, let's give it an example. Imagine somebody's favor to me is that he wants to put me through yeshiva. So he helps me with the entrance exam. He brings me with the car over there. He pays my tuition and cares about chavrusas and so on. So it's... I can look at it and say thank you for the ride you gave me, thank you for the $1,000 you gave me, thank you for this and thank you for that. But the problem with that is I'm not really grasping the etzem inyan of what the person is doing. By going down to the pratim, so there's a certain mila in that I'm able to enumerate and pay attention to all of the difficulties. That's one direction, and that's why sometimes when you mefarit, like by Dayenu, when you mefarit and you say, okay, iluloy, 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 Dayenu, that's a mila of being able to get to each piece. But the chisaron is that I'm not really in the standing relationship. You want to put me through yeshiva. You that's what you gave me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's scope of interaction with us is Chayenu. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us existence. The word Tzur Chayenu, Magin Yishen, the word Tzur Chayenu, it says, the Nebuchadnezzar says, the word, and Tzur is like a rock. It means the basis for something else. Whenever you're building something, it has to have bedrock that it stands on. If it's not standing on bedrock, the building doesn't exist. That's the metzias of a building. So Tzur Chayenu encompasses the entire scope of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with us. And the Nisechas Chol Yoim means when I go down to the level of details, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure there was enough cornflakes this morning and milk. Well, maybe in yeshiva here would be a Nes, but in big time, I'm looking at a prat within a system. Nisechas Baruch Hu Yoim Imanu means that the entire scope of existence is yesh me'ayin. So there's an inyan in hoida, when not to go from, it's like when I tell somebody, let's take the case. If I tell somebody, thank you very much for everything you did, and the person did like 100 things, so by not enumerating, I'm dumbing it down. I'm sort of saying, okay, this little thing. I'm not saying each thing. I'm not saying each prat. So I'm trying, like in one fell swoop, to get everything. To get everything. But if the other side is, I'm losing sight of the bigger picture that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us our existence. So everything falls under the scope of Chayenu. Everything falls under the scope of Nisim Shem Chol Yoyim. Nisim Shem Chol Yoyim means that everything together adds up to one Nes, my existence. This existence is Yesh Mayin. It's coming. It's not coming from within the world, it's coming from without the world. And it's because Moedim is an expression of the entire Koyma of the person becoming Mishtach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way of expressing it is, if you're able to bring together the entire Chiyas Adam and bring it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's sort of a hashlama to the point that I wanted to say before. Let's take a look at a chazal that he brings here. A little bit tangential, but it says in Moedim, we say, So, first of all, that sounds to me like a ribu yamiyot, and a klalo prat, ribu yamiyot. For instance, if I tell somebody, I live with him 24 hours a day. Really? Yeah. In the morning I stop in, in the afternoon I stop in, at night I stop in. So that's memayet, what I said first. If I say b'chol eis, and I say erev avoykev tzoroyim, like that's being memayet, not being marbe. So what's the pshat? So he brings ayin sham erev avoykev tzoroyim asicha v'hema v'yishma koili. It's a pasik. So the pasik says erev avoykev tzoroyim asicha. But I will daven and Takarish Baruch Hu erev avoykev tzoroyim, and I'll be mesapa yuniflos. Now, there's really two ways of learning pshat in the words, and this is where, because we don't have trup in the davening, we have a problem. Erev avoykev tzoroyim is not going on Nifloy Secha Tevesecha Shebechol Eis. That's that because that would be an oxymoron. I mean, it's as if there would be an asnacht over there, or better yet, there'd be. It's the moedim anachru loch. We're moedim Takadosh Baruch Hu erev avoykev tzoroyim. It's when, you know, if you the big picture is we're moedim to Takadosh Baruch Hu. And all the nisim, erev avoykev tzoroyim, three times a day, we're moided to you on it. So that has a very, very different mashmos than the other way around. And that's how he's learning pshat. He brings a pasuk here. And you see by the pasuk how one needs to learn pshat. Al shem, Rabbi says, sisat Hashem elekayim, I'm sorry. Al shem erev avoykev tzoroyim asicha vehema vayishma koili. I daven three times a day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard my call. So erev avoykev tzoroyim is going back to the very beginning. So there should be like a semicolon there, or at least a very, very heavy comma, and it's going. Vetzoroyim is mincha gdoila. Kila mina b'tanchuma avrom tikin tefila shachar tichsev yeshkev avrom avoyke yitzok tefila mincha. Yaakov tikin tefila arva sivika mokam oksuv. So the first thing is the pashut pshat that he holds is that it's going back on the moedim. Where am I? Moedim HaKadosh Baruch Hu three times a day. So the question is, great, but is it coming to be memayit, not to dav all the time, or not to dav less than that? You know, in other words, when I say I'm doing it three times, Asicha. So you could learn it's a ribui. In other words, I don't do it only once a day. I do it three times a day. But if you do it like halavai, the person should be spa all day long. So that could be one way of learning it. Or you could learn a second pshat that it says a person who says halal every day is from the mecharfim and megatfim. It's you cannot, to be honest in your tefillah, and you have to be able to notice a change. A person's eyes discern things not in absolute terms, but in relative terms. For instance, you've seen many times when you look at colors, depending on the other colors in the situation, that's what it looks like. Depending, something is big or short, depends on the surroundings. You don't, the eye does not see things in absolute ways. It's one of the reasons why when you fly from a plane, it looks like it's going quite slow. It doesn't look like you're rushing when you're in a train. You feel it's rushing. A plane goes much quicker, and you don't feel that way. The reason is because the eye measures what percentage of the eye is being taken up and how far it's moving. We don't see things in absolute terms. So when a person sees, for instance, the reason why we're not nispoil from breathing is because we breathe. When you see a baby comes out and it gives its first cry, there's a tremendous feeling of wow, it's trias amesim, because you saw not breathing and then you see breathing. When a person is always breathing, that becomes continuous. So you're not honest when you look at something and you say to yourself, this is Maase Hashem. Unless there is a change to some sort of previous situation, we don't see it that way. So Nisecha Shebechol Yoim is a problem. So it's not a nace. It's like a nace. You know, is it any more of a nace that Yeshua had the sun stop, or that the sun goes? I don't know. You know, some cars, it's more nest when it goes than when it stops. Stopping seems to be a much more natural mahalak for many things in the world. So why aren't we the teretz? Is because once the sun is going, our perception is that's the natural matzah. So the changes in the bria are three changes in the bria: when the sun rises, when the sun retreats, and when the sun is gone. Those are three shinui itim and zmanim that allow for us to say what was and what is. It's not continuous. It's not possible to give an honest fill. Just like if a person makes, if he says halal b'chol yoim, old joke where a hippie asks his friend if she loves him. She says, sure, she loves everybody. So when you love everybody, then we're back to square one again. In other words, when I ask somebody if they love me, what I mean to say is, do you see me different than somebody else? You know, your wonderful avos is great. That's your problem, not my problem. You know, I want to know if I have any special standing in your eyes. The chol eis erev avoykev tzoroyim. So look at the way it goes. The nisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu are tamid. Reading it according to the way he learns it now. Val nishmoy sein ap kudus loch. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. We are able to be Meshabeach on it. Those are the times when something changes, so I can say, hey, it's not automatic. It's a change. The sun doesn't have to rise and start setting. The sun doesn't have to exist. The sun can be gone. That's the flow of it. And that's why it says over here, a person... So it's not just that you don't need to daven more than three times, you're not allowed to daven. There's something not genuine about the tefillah. I want to be omer another nekuda, a little bit tangential to this, but I think it's part of this mahalach. We learned the Chazal that says that Anshek Zeh Sakdolo came, why they call Anshek Zeh Sakdolo? Because Echzira Torah Yoishna. And he couldn't say, you know, he couldn't say this, and so on and so forth. So everyone says over this Chazal, they always make the Anshei Knesset Gedolah the good guys, which is, that's definitely the intent of the Chazal, that they're called Anshei Knesset Gedolah because Echzira Torah Yoishna. But there's sort of, people don't put enough emphasis on the first part. The first part of it is that because they knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes, and he does not tolerate shkarim, and doyve shkarim lo tikon lefanecha, so therefore they stopped saying it. Asher zagdolo were margish the gvuras HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the miskayim among the umes, and that's why they said it. There's a halacha in the reisha as well as the sefer, and they're not being choylik. When people say things that are from, but they don't really mean it or live it, or identify it emotionally, there's some problem with it. And it's something, I mean, let's take something in a little bit of a different area, and then we'll go back to this. There's a famous story with Rebbe Lapian, that someone came and asked him for mechila, and he told him, come back in a few weeks. Right now I can't be mechila, I don't have it in me. But, you know, you don't want to just say words. You want me to meichel you, and to be meichel means I have to come to grips with it. I'm not going to just say words that I'm meichel you when I really feel upset. But when a person says things about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need you to say them. You need to feel it, and to say, oh, it's hashgacha, when you're just doing it as lip service, is bad. It's first of all, it's a sheker for your own self. So that's mitzad, your own neshama, that's wrong. And like Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Deivish Karol for the Holy Tikkun. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not like liars. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want somebody to be Meshabech with his mouth. Not that he's playing a game, even if he doesn't mean to play a game, but he just doesn't feel it. And it's something that I think is lacking. It's if a person pumps. So sometimes there is an element, like in Mesilas Yesharim, where the Chitzonius is mashpia on the pnimius. So if the person knows that, the person says, you know, I wasn't in the mood to daven. I just didn't feel like davening. My heart wasn't at this net, but I did it anyway, and I pushed myself because, you know what, if I do it, it'll come. So that's good. The person is honest with himself. The person sees himself as doing what's good and what's right, and the person is really really so fine. That's not a kilkel. It's genuine. A person says, you know what, I didn't feel like coming to the Rishmash to learn. I came anyway because if I stop coming, I'm just not gonna come. I came and I sat and I went through the motions, but I think it's important for me to do that. That's honest. But if a person says, what do you mean? I'm always a Beis Medrash, and obviously, you know, I like to learn because I'm always a Beis Medrash. That's part of a sheker where a person lives with a lie. Talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when a person does, and that's why what you have to do, we have to daven. We don't have a choice of not davening, so there's no sheker to davening when we don't feel like it. But when people start loading on Pirkei Shiras and Tehillim and Keteris and I don't know, there's the you know, whatever else they have, those things are appropriate when a person is in a mood for it, but when a person is not uplifted and just makes it into a burden, there's the element of it's not emes. Where people say things that I was in a car once. We crossed. It was with an Eretz Yisrael de Rosh Hashiva, an American who's been at Israel for many, many, many years. And a bacher that was driving him, an American bacher, myself in the back seat, and we're going to Lakewood. It's like 30 years ago, probably. And the car, we went over the Verzano Bridge, and the driver was explaining to Rosh Hashiva, the bacher, that the bridge is an awesome wonder, and something about the suspension bridge and so on. Once upon a time, it was the largest suspension bridge in Hulu. So the person replied, I don't know if the Bachar or Shiva said, ah, niflos habore. Now, I don't know, I didn't say anything. I think it wasn't, I said, I didn't have a job yet. But, you know what? Yes, I know the line. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the person seichel to design the bridge, and that, but is that the genuine reaction? When I see something HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, I see, you know, I can see the flaws of Ori. I see that it takes a phenomenal madrega to look at it and think of the person, think of the chacham and the brains that goes to that. There's something about it, and b'chein halal. If you say halal every day in Mecharef and Gadev, because the music of Hal is, yes, there are moments that are extraordinary. And you take away the chshivas of the extraordinary by making it the ordinary. You know, it's a, can there be somebody in Madrega that, like Reb Chanina ben Doisa, Mishom HaShem Yadrik, he sees it? Yes, that's Reb Chanina ben Doisa. So if anyone's applying for that job, fine, I understand that. But if you're not holding there, if you don't see in every breath, if you don't actually see it, there's not emes. You know, there's a reason why that you make Shechayonu on things that you see Mizman Lizman. If you see the Yamagodl every day, then there's no bracha to make on it. You can't make a bracha on it. If you see Mesim, if you see Vesakvaris every day, you can't make the bracha. Birchas Ariya means Ri'iya happens in contrast. So when you saw one situation first and then another situation, and it's the contrast is jarring enough to awaken some emotion, some feeling in you, then you're supposed to do it. But just to do it pro forma is being oiker. And then you learn, then you don't have any spiders for anything. Because you don't know what you sort of obfuscate what his spineless is. So could a person, is it true that if a person walked to his spine and realized that it's a misbus of a dumb, it's only with the chiyus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu every second? Yes, in an objective level, it's true. It's not true the way we feel unless we're an extraordinary madriga. So look at what we say in Moedim. Ribbono Shel Olam, you give us every single moment of our existence in Nes, we're Meshabeach it three times a day and only three times a day. I'm basically saying what Rebbe Yochas is the Chazal that he brings. I'm almost not saying anything of mine. And that's what it says here. It's an important lesson that tefillah needs to be genuine, that a person needs to find an occasion when occasions come of that extraordinary moving, a person needs to be able to express it in tefillah, but not to make those tefillahs into habit. Okay, we'll hold it here.
So her aim is that you see the same way.
Because yes, it's a change. It's a very clear change. It's more. It's also the sun rising to the sun setting, the sun falling. It's a big change.